Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 5, Karma Yoga, Action, Krishna Consciousness, text number 15. Everyone except for me, the super Hungarian. Everyone speaks Hungarian except for me, the super guru myself. That's the
procedure.
Everyone not speak Hungarian. What's that? Well, the reason I was asking is that way you want to choose Hungarian rather than. So, chapter 15, text 15. This is chapter 5, Karma Yoga Action, Krishna Consciousness, text 15. Nadate, Nadate, Bhavam. Nachaiva Shikriti Guru Agyane Navyana Tenamuiti Chateva. This is written in translation for four.
Thank you.
One moment they embrace him. One moment they see each other and embrace. The next moment. Same object, different desire. So Krishna makes different arrangements because of our desire. So Krishna consciousness means to find out what is desirable. So we can change our vision. Generally, the soul desires to lord it over the material energy. Generally, the soul desires to lord it over the material energy. He sees everything as possible a victim for his sense gratification. The mentality of the being of the asura is explained in Bhagavad Gita. What his desires are. This is chapter 16, Bhagavad Gita. Text number 8 to 13 to 15. give that money to buy a part of the moon. So, especially in Kali Yuga, the whole people's desire is make money. And then spend it in sense gratification. People are mad after getting money to control the material energy. And then utilize that energy, that money, to try to gratify the senses. So these desires simply tangle us more and more in ignorance and passion. Cause one to identify more and more with the material body and mind. But when we desire to utilize that same energy in Krishna's service, then it frees one from the total conception of life. So, it's not so much what we can do, it is not so important exactly what we can do. What's important is if we're desiring to do that for
Krishna.
If we see how Krishna is the owner of everything, then we become free from ignorance. If we see everything as Krishna's energy, then we're not ignorant anymore. And if we see everything as being used, should be used in Krishna's service, then we're not in passion
anymore.
And if we give Krishna and his representatives the credit for whatever service we can do, we can free from material goodness also. Then we can actually become conscious of Krishna. And in the happiness of being conscious of Krishna, we'll desire to always be with
Krishna.
But in the absence of actually being aware of Krishna, we take shelter of so many other desires. Either in goodness or in passion or in
ignorance.
Therefore, the conclusion is we should try to become aware of some simple facts. And especially, we should be aware of our desire. The 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita explains that the three modes of nature. And the symptoms of a person in goodness, the symptoms of people, persons in passion, and the symptoms of persons in ignorance. So we should see how we desire. What was mode of nature we're desiring? Purivana, Ashala, Pradisha, Samudra, Mahapa, Pradisha, Piyasa, Kadva, Kama, Yam, Pradisha, Sare, Ashanti, Mahapa, Pradisha, Kama, 274. Person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled and is always still, and alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy his desires.
My
myself to be lower in the straw of the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false perceiving, and raise all our respect to others. It's such a humble state of mind to chant the holy name of the Lord
constantly.
So we see things properly, then automatically we'll desire things correctly. One can see things as they are, probably right. The influence of the three modes of mental nature gradually ceases. So to see things properly, we have here. And if we accept what we hear, then we'll be able to act according to what we hear. And if we act according to what we hear, then we'll realize what we've heard. If we act according to what we've heard and accept it, then we'll experience what we've heard and accept it. Nothing will change, but our vision will change, and our experience will change. Bhakti Mam Abhijani, Yavanya Shadjitatha, Tomam Tepito Yatha, Vishuke Kaivananda, 1855. Okay, understand me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead only through this process of devotional service. And when one is fully engaged in the process of devotion, then he can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So we develop a devotional vision. And always desire to please Krishna. Then we'll become Krishna conscious. And if we don't have that vision, devotion to Krishna, trying to see everyone and everything how it can be engaged in Krishna service, then we must be seeing how everyone and everything can be engaged in my sense. So Krishna is not necessarily a change of activity. It's a change of vision, which should change our desire from matter to spirit, and therefore change our consciousness. Material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. One more verse. Ramanyavinita. Ramarpana Brahma Haidir Ramadho Brahma Buddha Abhaya Tainagata Dhyam Brahma Karma Mahavi. So this is chapter 3, text number, it's chapter 4, text number 24. Person is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, is sure to retain the spirit of Kanga. This is full contribution to spiritual activity with the consummation of absolute, and the things which are offered is of the same spiritual nature. So the end of the first one, probably right. The absolute truth covered by Maya is called matter. Matter is unveiled at the close of the absolute truth, the gain of spiritual quality. Krishna consciousness is the process of converting the illusory consciousness into Brahman or the Supreme. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi or trance. Anything done in this transcendental consciousness is called jaga, or sacrifice of the absolute. In that condition of spiritual consciousness, the contributor, the contribution, consumption of the performer, leader of the performance, the result of ultimate gain, everything becomes one in the absolute, Supreme Brahman. That is the method of Krishna consciousness.
Even if we need to give it up, don't you know I'm on course that due to the losing my everything is trained up for I'm in Kenya. So I mean, if I could promote you to the top of the moon, I in a Christian to the gate that you call them, I actually be an advocate. Be an advocate, it was a little much,
kívánságait érdemei szerint teljesíti. És itt úgy tűnik, mintha itt valami korlátozás lenne, hogy ezek szerint van, ami miatt megérdemli valahogy ezt a vágy kielégítést, vagy teljesítést, vagy pedig vannak a méltatlanok, akik meg valahogy vagy kevésbé, vagy sehogy se. Hogy lehet valaki méltó, vagy méltatlan?
Ez mi állap? According to the diamond, according to what one does. So, and he doesn't understand in the days of meditation that one is deserved, that the desire has fulfilled, and others who have deserved.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It says that you have a body. You have this present material body.
Even though, yeah.
If you desire to fly in this room like a bird, Krishna will not fulfill it. No matter how much you desire, you may move your arms up and down as fast as you can. But it's unlikely you'll fly around the room. Because we don't have the power of flying in the room. But if you were a bird, and you desire to do it, then Krishna would want to fulfill your desire. On the other hand, if you desire to understand Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Gita, hopefully we have better karma. So we can understand what our potential is for Krishna fulfilling our karma, what our body and mind and intelligence are. So probably the first, serve, and then desire. We should see practically what we can do and desire accordingly. Otherwise, it's called imitation. If the dog, if the king is sitting on the throne, and a fly desires to become king, and he sits on the lap of the king, and he thinks, now I become the king, and he imagines everyone's coming up to the throne and paying respect, and he's thinking they're paying respect to me. It's just imitation, imagination. So, now we're imagining, I become the Lord. And we're desiring things to keep control of material energy and joy. But it's just a misconception. We're never the Lord, we're simply controlled by the Lord. Energy, spiritual or material. So the only thing you can really do is desire to please Krishna. Desire to get out of our control is conception. While doing what's within the realm of possibility of the present mind and senses. Well, doing what's within the realm of possibility that our present mind and senses can do. Not that I'm a woman and I see how powerful men are, so I want to be a man. And I'm a man, I see the ladies I have worked so far, so I want to become a woman. So that kind of desire is useless. So whoever we are, we should desire to please Krishna. By doing what we can do, whatever service we can do. And then we'll make some progress. Rather than figuring out how I can fly around the room. Or build some machine that can fly around in the room. Better to walk around the room and chant Hare Krishna. Anything else?
Felmerült bennem egy kérdés, hogy én hallottam olyan történeteket, hogy valakit nagyon könnyen, úgymond a jó szerencsé folytán visszamennek a lelki világba. Nemrég egy lekszint szó volt arra, hogy Ramanujacharyának a rossz államára kléket megették halak, és akkor egyből felvettek menni karukornak, és így megtalálni. Mert mivel
mondani, és
this, you can take my mark with Prashad and above as it's written the world. It takes many, many lifetimes. It requires such an opportunity. The philosophy of Krishna consciousness is absolute. We should be envious of the fish. What are they doing? Why should they go back to God? They send off to there. He gives more mercy to the fish, right? I'm working all day for them. Some stupid fish in the water. Just trying to get something to eat. And they go back to God. That's not how things work. If we read the story of the fish, the biography of the fish through many lives, we find out that one day, that previously they were working on hearing funnels. And by such pious activity, it became a fish. So we can think that if I keep on working, one day I can become a fish. Thank you very much. Radharaj, Shamadhagavat, Gita, Gita, Guru, 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 Gita, Guru,